Stanley G. Payne, considered by many to be the leading living scholar of fascism, wrote in 1995, "At the end of the 20th century, fascism remains probably the vaguest of the major political terms. There are even serious scholars who argue that Nazism wasn't fascist, that fascism doesn't exist at all, or that it's primarily a secular religion. This is my own view." Put simply, writes Gilbert Allardyce, "we have agreed to use the word without agreeing on how to define it." And yet, even though scholars admit that the nature of fascism is vague, complicated, and open to widely divergent interpretations, many modern liberals and leftists act as if they know exactly what fascism is. What's more, they see it everywhere, except when they look in the mirror. Indeed, the left wields the term like a cudgel to beat opponents from the public square like seditious pamphleteers. After all, no one has to take a fascist seriously. You're under no obligation to listen to a fascist's arguments or concern yourself with his feelings or rights. It's why Al Gore and many other environmentalists are so quick to compare global warming skeptics to Holocaust deniers. Once such an association takes hold, there's no reason to give such people the time of day. In short, fascist is a modern word for heretic, branding an individual worthy of excommunication from the body politic. The left uses other words, racist, sexist, homophobe, Christianist, for similar purposes, but these words have less elastic meanings. Fascism, however, is the gift that keeps on giving. George Orwell noted this tendency as early as 1946 in his famous essay, Politics and the English Language. The word fascism has now no meaning except insofar as it signifies something not desirable. Hollywood writers use the words fascist, brown shirt, and Nazi as if they mean no more and no less than anything liberals don't like. On NBC's West Wing, support for school choice was deemed fascist, even though school choice is arguably the most unfascist public policy ever conceived after homeschooling. Crash Davis, Kevin Costner's character in the movie Bull Durham, explains to his protege, "Quit trying to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring, and besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls." They're more democratic. A rude cook on Seinfeld is the soup Nazi. The real world is only marginally less absurd. Representative Charlie Rangel claimed that the GOP's 1994 contract with America was more extreme than Nazism. Hitler wasn't even talking about doing these things. This is technically accurate in that Hitler wasn't, in fact, pushing term limits for committee chairs and zero-based budgeting. In 2000, Bill Clinton called the Texas GOP platform a fascist tract. The New York Times leads a long roster of mainstream publications eager to promote leading academics who raise the possibility that the GOP is a fascist party and that Christian conservatives are the new Nazis.